For example, another way to look at the same problem is to calculate the return or appreciation rate. With any time value of money example, we can always solve for a fourth value given the other three, or a fifth value given the other four. In the previous problem, we were given a future value, time period, and discount rate, and solved for present value. In this example, the scenario is that we purchased a house 5 years ago for $100,000, just sold it for $127,628, and are asking, at what rate did it appreciate? Again, remember that the I function in the time value of money is really a growth rate. It can be used for interest, which is the growth rate of money, or for the appreciation of any asset, such as real estate. Some students have difficulty with this example, but remember that it is really the same question as in the previous examples turned around. To solve, we simply enter present value, future value, number of years, and compute I, which in this case is the appreciation rate.